ये समय मिलेगा हमारा देश
Shridhar Maharaj, Jajavar Maharaj, Goswami Maharaj, Puri Maharaj, Old Tith Maharaj, so many. And so many Brahmacharis used to come to Gurudev to know Tattva and also to meet with him and to solve all the things, material or
spiritual.
They used to come to Guru Maharaj. And I, at that time, used to cook for all the Vaishnavas, serving Gurudev also. And all the Vaishnavas who used to come there, I used to serve with all respect. Always, oh, water, breakfast, midday,
lunch.
Mahaprasadam,
lunch.
Everything. So he used to watch and then he became so impressed on me. Once in Calcutta, you know that In 41, Gurudev established Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti, and he was one of the establishers there in Boshpada land. And he was very bosom friend to my Gurudev. What? Why? No? Okay. At that time he was Grihastha, very beautiful, sound health. He used to discuss with Gurudev, and at that time Gurudev started or magazine. He wanted to make a magazine, and he requested Swamiji that Abhay Charanar Binda Prabhu, that I want to establish a patrika, Hindi, Bengali and all others. I request you to send articles for that. He Nunishvikar Kiya. He agreed at once, and he became so happy. So after some time, after the magazine came out, and he was met by Guruji, the Sampadak Sangha.
Editorial board, chief editorial.
Chief of the editorial board. And he used to give articles.
You used to translate when he would write some Bengali articles, you said you translated.
Afterward, when I came here in 54, here in this month, and Guru Maharaj established Bhagavata Patrika, then he used to give articles in Bengali in Gaudiya Patrika, Gaudiya Patrika, and I used to translate and give him Bengali. At that time, he wrote so many articles, especially for Gita. He was master of Gita. And that is why he first translated Gita.
You told us in the fasting relations that during that time when you were translating for him, that you and he used to have very many deep talks and very affectionate talks.
Yes.
Can you tell us anything about those days?
I don't remember all these things, but our, as he has written anywhere, that he was my friend, he was my shiksha guru, he was...
treat you like son.
Yes. He was thinking me like his own son, more than his son, more than his disciples. And all relations were established with me to him. So
we have another quote here in 1967 where he said,
I think that he has not written like this to any of his disciples. Never. He cannot write.
Yes, he said, you are helping me so much in my preaching work, and I am very, very grateful.
Yes.
Out of the whole Gaudiya Math, I think that you are the real Guru Seva.
Yes. Anyone cannot tell like this how he has so much regard and all these things for me. I wanted to serve all the Vaishnava like the same way. I have no different classes of Vaishnava. He is my not in my Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti. I never looked like this. I went beyond, breaking all the walls of these things. I believe that he is Vaishnava, he is serving his Gurudev, and especially Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Or he is real Guru, bona fide Guru. I always try to serve all, without caste and prejudice. So he was so much pleased to me.
We heard one story, maybe you can tell us the details, that when you first, you were serving your Gurudev and he was speaking in that assembly, and then Srila Swami Maharaj came in the back door, and then your Gurudev motioned for him to come up nearby and speak or something, and then he told you to listen to him and serve him. Is there some story like that? In the first time that you met him, that first day?
It may be, but I don't remember.
A long time has passed.
How many years?
You said that he was asking you many questions, like who are you, where are you from, I'm seeing that you are serving your Guru.
Yes,
so
yes,
nicely.
Like this, it happened.
He was in back door. He was in back door in the first meeting, and Prabhupada asked him to call him and serve him, respect him like this, you talk with him for
yes. Guru Maharaj told that he bring him, call him, and I called him. And Guru Maharaj did so much respect to him, and he prayed him to sit by him. And there are so many discussions were going. Sometimes they were discussing about Allahabad, where he used to live, and he has made a medical shop or
factory.
You told us in the lasting relation that in 1941, that your Gurudev went to live with Srila Prabhupada for 4, 5 or 6 months in his home. In Allahabad, in
Jaya. Yes,
yes. Can you tell us anything about that time?
Yes, there? I can tell so many things. Always they used to discuss the Bhagavad Gita and all other things, Guru Seva, about this. Once there was a very famous leader there, advocate. He was very funny. He wanted to make dispute between two and to hear their discussions. Once he brought a virtuous padri.
Padri.
Priest.
Priest. Yeah,
priest. Archbishop. Anything? Archbishop.
Church.
Archbishop.
Archbishop.
Yes. Of Prayag, Allahabad. He brought, and he was so learned in all books, Bible and everything. And he was so much a tarkic, logician, very much so. He told that padri, you know,
priest of a church.
He told that he is very Vaidantic Pandit, former Gurudev. And he knows so many logics of Ved, Upanishad and everything. And to Gurudev he told that he is very learned person, Archbishop, Padri of Church, Irish Church or what I don't remember now. So he want to do some question to you, Gurudev. Become very happy, and he told that if you can question any question that Padri asked. I know that Krishna is black and he is not beautiful. Any black thing is not that beautiful. Why you worship black person? Gurudev told that very good question. Black is no color. Scientists
tell
that black is no color. It is beyond all colors. Color means these material things. So, Krishna is no black. Black is no color. Krishna is not in any color.
Do you know this material?
Because Krishna is no, black is no color. So, we worship Krishna because he is the supreme personality of Godhead, not in any trigun. So, we worship Krishna. But all the demigods, all others are within colors, within trigun. So we don't worship any other, only black. At one seat,
you told also
ask
that if you mix any color black and black,
if you will mix any color in black, then black is so powerful that white will be
cover
black, red will be black, or yellow will be black, all colors will be black. So anyone doing Krishna Bhakti, he will be out of Maya and he will worship Krishna. So Krishna is so powerful. So you should also try to worship Krishna. Again asked, but I know that you worship gold. Why you worship gold? Because it is in color? Then that pleader became puzzled. Oh, very logical questions. I will see that part he gives answer. But our Gurudev smiling and told very easily that all colors were mixing, they became vibhija, and that color is gold color. When all the colors mixing and serving Krishna black, then they become Vibhya seven colors. Vibhya indigo, like white, orange, green, seven colors. So Gauri is also beyond colors. So all the aprakrita qualities were mixing. Like Radha Krishna means all these Shaktis mixing with Krishna, and all then it is Srimati Radhika Gaur color. And Radhika has become taking the beauty of Radhika. Krishna has himself, that black has become Vibhija Gaur. So we worship same Krishna in that. So both is same thing.
Sometimes you glorify Param Gurudev in his appearance day, and you told about the circumstances that black is beyond color. Similarly, white also beyond color. It is not including in Vibhija. And if you take all colors, seven colors in one wheel and move it very fast, then you can only white, nothing else.
White means they are gold. Here in this, advocate becomes so happy. And he saw that, oh, really, you are a Vaidyanti. Once he went with him in Allahabad to preach anywhere with Swamiji. And there he gave a very good lecture, class on Vedanta. Swamiji appreciated that. And that is why he used to tell that your Gurudev is so logical and so philosopher. And that is why I have selected a very best friend like your Gurudev.
Also in that same talk you were saying that when they were living together, Arshina Prabhupada was running a pharmaceutical company, and you said he was very renounced. What did you mean? In what way was he renounced in those days?
Because Swamiji living in Allahabad, Prayag, you used to mix with so many persons and always used to discuss all these things, the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the line of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada is the biggest darshanik, philosopher in that time, in the whole world. As you know, anyone coming to Prabhupada in a challenging mood, but same Prabhupada he used to fell down on his lotus feet.
Forget his old questions.
Once Srila Prabhupada gave him lecture in Calcutta in any college. And a great philosopher of perhaps of England or France, or Germany, he came.
Germany.
He came and he heard of Prabhupada that lecture. Gurudev was on the door, and when he was going, or Gurudev asked him, how you felt this lecture? Oh, very, very high class of lecture. Really, what he told, Gurudev asked, how you are charmed by what his...
What is the point of the lecture?
Points. He told that I have come from Europe,
European country,
and I'm going throughout India and hearing so many persons, and what they tell I really very easily understand, but today in 1 hour
lecture
I could not follow anything. So I thought that, oh, very high thing. One day you can again keep it. One day I will give you in a week. Daily. In a week.
We thought we would just ask one special question. This is about our Srila Prabhupada's departure when he left this world. And we have one tape from one devotee who was there, who left the tape of what he saw. And we wanted to just read a little part and then ask you some questions. He said that in the last 5 hours of Arjuna Prabhupada,
last five hours,
you hadn't come in yet. You were just coming, but you weren't there yet. And just before you came in the room, he said that Srila Prabhupada was lying on the bed and he began to roll back and forth, and then he was making loud noises like groaning, and he was weeping, like, and then he became stunned. And then he began to roll and belch, a lot of different symptoms. And at first everybody was very horrified. They didn't know what was going on. And then some began to imagine maybe that those were ecstatic symptoms that they had read about in the Nectar of Devotion. And that our Srila Prabhupada had never shown anything like this to us before, but in his last hours he was doing. So then he says, and then Srila Narayan Maharaj came into the room, and he was the last one that Srila Prabhupada communicated with. I don't know what Srila Narayan Maharaj said. I never asked him. Someone should find that out. But he came into the room, and Srila Prabhupada was shaking here and there on the bed. And then Srila Narayan Maharaj came, and he went right up to Srila Prabhupada's ear, and he whispered. And then Srila Prabhupada stopped. And then Srila Narayan Maharaj whispered something else. And then Srila Prabhupada put his hand up like this, and he just shook his hand like he was benedicting Srila Narayan Maharaj, and that he recognized what he said. And then he put his hand down. So we wanted to ask you what you said, and what did that all mean?
At that time he was so sick, and his last wishes he told to his senior sannyasi, Kamal Krishna Bhavananda, Jai Pataka Bhagwan Das, and all others who were so serious that I just want to meet Narayan Maharaj. So they came to me and requested me that Prabhupada, in his last wish, he wants to meet you. So please come with me. At once I became ready and went there. I saw that in a very karunsu, karun mane pathetic tone, very little sound, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, like Prabhupada tone. They were all there in very wo unka mukh dukh dukh ke roop mein
sad sad sad
kho very sad and all there seemed that Prabhupada is not speaking anything now no moment at all when I went and did pranam to him pancha pranam panchanga yashtang sashtang no sir not sashtang but because I was seeing that so many persons are there was no space for doing that so when he saw me at once it oh Narayan Maharaj has come and he wanted to sit down but at once I went to him and I kept my hand there no need of sitting please
lie down on your bed
and I will sit to you he at once ordered not order but he prayed me that come on my seat very near and I want to speak something to you. I prayed the his bed and wanted to sit nearer his ear down but at once he told them oh bring me chair then I took chair and sat on that nearer to his ears first he became too weak he was melted at night and from the core of heart he told Narayan Maharaj can you excuse me I pray you that you should excuse me I told that you are my shiksha guru and pure Vaishnava I know that you cannot do anything which is really against bhakti so I think that you have not done anything that I should excuse you he told that I have done for the sake of my preaching I have told so many things which not to be told. Also, in one letter you will see that I have replied him so so hard. And replied to this letter he has told, I'm so much sorry for writing you. So he remembered that thing. I am friend to all, but I cannot bear anything which I think it is not helpful for her. It may be that I am wrong, no, not. But if I am not fully satisfied by any idea, anything, I cannot accept. So it may be that he has written me any true thing, but I opposed him very strongly. Sometimes I told that why you are not accepting your Gurudev name, given name. Why you are telling now A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj? Why you are accepting like this and It is, I am thinking that it is not good. Why you should give me answer? He told that in America and everywhere in India, all know me by the name of A.C. Bhaktivedanta. So I acted. I told that I think it is not proper because Madhvacharya, Ramanuj, Vishnu Swami, they have left their family name and they accepted what Gurudev gave his name. He tried me to satisfy, but I could not satisfy. Then he began to write his name in my letters. Only Bhakti Vedanta Swami Bharat, you know? He has so much affection and so much belief on me. But after that, anything it may be happened that I could not understand whether I was right or wrong. I very strong opposition letter I gave him. It may be that he has remembered that thing. Sometimes Indian devotees in the line of Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, they wanted that he should not accept the name Prabhupada. He told that I have not done my disciple certainly like so. Is it wrong? Then they told, nothing is wrong. Anyone can tell his Gurudev, Prabhupada. It is not wrong. But we have accepted that among us any should not be called Prabhupada. We should reserve this
honor
name for the power. So most of the Prabhupada disciples became some offended. Still, they have like this. Also, there was something that may be something wrong feeling among them. He has told that all the Gaudiya Vaishnava are not helping me and they only take Mahaprasad and sit. They don't do preaching, not anything, so they are idle. He may have told that I am preaching in whole world but they are not doing and helping me. So this at that time, in the last time, he remembered. He should be told like this. If Rupa Goswami is chanting Hari name, remembering Hari Katha, that is lakh time more better than that preaching. No? He felt like this. In his time, so many sannyasi disciples fell down. And after that you are seeing so many. So he felt this that I should not have told all these things. But for preaching, some words come out. We also do like this. So he was not wrong. I told him that you have not done anything wrong. You have only done these things only for the preaching and to for serving your Gurudev. So I think that you have not done anything wrong. So I have nothing to do to excuse your fault. He told also me that it may be I have told that don't mix with Prabhupada disciples. But there was something reason that some ajogya, unqualified devotees of Prabhupada had done some wrong thing. And that is why to save them from that thing, I have done so. And it was proper in my
opinion.
So it is not, these rebirths are not so much valuable in paramarthic,
spiritual
world. Very little things. So I requested him, you are telling me, I will tell them all. But I think that you have done no mistake, wrong things. So, for preaching, something can be told like this. So, I am thinking that you are my Shiksha Guru. So, nothing to excuse me for you. And you should be pacified. Then he also told that I want that you should help my all the disciples. Really, in Bengali he told, there were so many disciples of Swamiji there. So in Bengali he told that I have collected so many monkeys from West. Really, they sometimes quarrel within themselves. So I request you that after my departure, you should help. I told him that I am promising that according to my ability and my Bhakti Siddhanta Tattva, I will be always ready for them to help them. But I want to say something to them, and that is, Swami Maharaj at once became inspired and told, oh, you should all come, Tikal, Tamal, Krishna and all others. Come on near and hear Narayan Maharaj Bhakti. And you should take what he is telling in your heart. Then I told, don't think that Swamiji is going, leaving you here from this world, leaving his body. Gurudev is the eternal, Swamiji eternal. He is bona fide Guru and Vaishnava. You should try to preach his mission more enthusiastically, more. If you are for material things, you will find yourself for money, woman, and
fame, name,
and worldly things, and not following the shiksha,
teachings
of Swamiji, not following his mission, then you will be ruined. So don't see your swartha,
self-interest.
Give up all these things, and for the preaching of mission and to serve Swamiji, you should be united. Don't take very little
points
and quarrel with them. Don't kisi ko bahar mat karo.
Don't kick him out for little fault.
For a little
fault,
you should not expel anyone from this mission. And try to behave like friends,
like brotherhood.
And brotherhood. And then you can preach. If you don't understand anything, as Swamiji has told me, requested me, you can come to me. I will try to help from my heart, core of heart. They all listened to me. It was in cassette, they too. But now they don't disclose all these things. Oh, also he told, I pray you that you should give me with your own hand my
samadhi.
I don't want to take samadhi with any hand. I think that you are a proper person, you should give me samadhi. And after samadhi, you can celebrate my
separation festival,
Viras Mahasav. And I want that you should give some money amount to all the seven temples of Vrindavan. and all the Gaudiya Math. And it depends on you, what you will
recommend,
sanction or recommend, they will, or you should all hear, you should pay. And again I am telling you that you should always help my devotees.
Maharaj, was this the last time you saw him, 5 hours before he left? Because, or was this just before that?
Again,
time?
Again, please.
Before his disappearance, you talk
again, again.
Was this that exact 5 hours before you're telling this story, or was that previous to the 5 hours before, the last time before he left?
Same day?
I think that after my discussion, he never talked to anyone and he became silent, quite
so
silent.
When he's speaking here, that he saw you whisper something into Swamiji's ear, whispering in his ear, what did you whisper?
These things that he had. Collected so many monkeys, very little sound. And you should help them and excuse them. He, very little sound whispering, he told, you should excuse me. Tell my God Bharata to say excuse me.
Okay, there's one second part to this that we wanted to read to you and ask you about. He says, after that, after you whispered, then he said, after a while, he was lying there on the bed and he assumed a certain pose on the bed. He was lying in a certain way. And we couldn't understand what he was doing. We just thought he was lying there with his body in a certain way. He had his hands in a certain way, his head was in a certain way, and his legs were a certain way. And he arched his body in a certain manner. And then Srila Narayan Maharaj said, oh, he is in such and such a mudra. It is a type of mudra that is exhibited by someone in the last period before he passes away. It indicates that he is dancing with Krishna.
Yes.
When he exhibits this form in
I
the
felt.
Bed, it means he is dancing with Krishna. It is a dancing pose.
I felt at that time by seeing his face that he was silent and he began to remember the pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan. I think that it is very big mercy, faultless mercy of Krishna. That whole lifetime he has done for Krishna. So, for that person, very special person, Krishna remembrance camp comes. And remembering this, eyes were like closed, or like that, very pathetic scene. And he was remembering Krishna and forgot everything. He had no pain, he had nothing, his mouth was at that time blossomed, very beautiful. So these are the signs of.
Sign of.
Sign of. These all signs are signs of a very great personality. Otherwise, he will tell, oh, I'm dying. Main jal gaya, bahut kashta ho raha hai. He will be, his face will be so ugly. But never he's like a beautiful rose,
lotus
flower. So I thought that he's doing like that.
And then he says that, he said, so some people may try to understand Srila Prabhupada's relationship with Krishna, but this experience with Srila Narayan Maharaj indicated a specific pastime.
Really?
And then he tells how you brought in all your...
I've seen so many. I've seen passing by Gurudev, going to Aprakat Leela. I've seen Anand Mohan Brahmachari. I've seen Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. I have seen Narsingh Maharaj. Jagannath Das Babaji, disciple of Srila Prabhupada. Mota, good singer. I have seen Padmanabha Maharaj. I have seen so many. So many. Narsingh Maharaj. I have served them all. So I can guess at the time that how he is going on. Nothing vikriti nahi hogi. Yadi bhajan kiya hai to vikriti. No.
Distortion of faith.
No. And always he will tell Krishna, Krishna, like this. Radhe, Radhe. So these are the sign at the last time moment were very beautiful, very high class. No sign of that he is feeling pain or anything, attachment with Badri or anyone. Oh, he was very much anxious for his disciples and everything what he has established. Yeah, Krishna consciousness, nothing, nothing, only
remembering
Krishna.
You can ask. Questions, but you want us to wait for another time?
Huh, you can come. I think that one day, in one week, you can come. And I will speak in English for that day. And it will be better for you, because I am not telling in English. So you can come, you can fix any day and I will speak. Today I think that it is 45 minutes. So one kirtan should be done. No. अरे आ जाओ अरे कृष्णदास अरे ननुमल को चांस नहीं दिया गया आज ननुमल दिया पधारिए पधारिए विराजमान हुई है